On this installment of Folk Image, we actually have an interview here with Alice Peacock, who's a Chicago-based singer-songwriter and recently attended the Folk Alliance in Vancouver. I'm speaking with her after a house concert in Arlington, Massachusetts. Nice to have you here, Alice.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jeffrey.
You come from a family of performers. A number of people in your extended family have been entertainers of various sorts, stage and film actors, cabaret composers, even gospel preachers. Could you tell us about some of these family members, especially those that you think you might emulate a little bit as far as the performance aspect of your career?
Wow. Well, yeah, that's sort of a loaded question. I guess I have performers on both sides, my parents, my mom and my dad's side. My mother's father and mother, my mother's from Berlin, and her father was a very well-known and beloved German stage actor named Friedrich Gnass. He went by Fritz Gnass, G-N-A-S-S. And he went into theater sort of late in life. He was a longshoreman and, you know, did all sorts of sort of blue-collar jobs. And I think at about 40, he went and started studying theater at the Hamburg State Theater and then went to Berlin. And he was part of Bertolt Brecht's ensemble in the Berliner Ensemble, which was, you know, like the working-class theater and this very proletariat, you know, type of theater. And he was a bit older than my grandmother, but in this time, my grandmother was a pianist and a cabaret composer, and so they were really interesting people in that time in Germany before the war, when there's a lot of freedoms and artistic freedoms. And you know, then during the war, my grandfather was imprisoned for his political beliefs. He was very anti-Hitler, and then after the war, he did some acting and he did some more film work. And then he died long before I was born. But I think there's a thread of something in there. I guess it must be in the genes. It's that show-offishness. No, and, you know, that my mother did some film and my father was in plays. And, you know, just I guess I come from a big family, too. So I think just part of growing up in a family with a lot of kids, you vie for attention and you put on shows.
Sometimes when I open my mouth, it's anyone's guess what might come out. The last one to know is usually me. My life is an open book, I spell it out for you, you can take a look. You might not like what you see. She knows from the soles of her shoes there's a lot more here than lonely blues. Seems that's the only thing she played. Hey, I'm not the girl you used to know, and that's why you gotta let me go.
too.
I'm amazed that he started late in life in performing, you know, and then still, but that was his legacy.
Yeah, you know, maybe, and I never knew him, so I don't know if he was just a really, you know, just always had the bug when he was younger and just never did it. But he grew up in a farming town, you know, farming and mining, and just really found theater to be a satisfying thing. I guess he was quite a character. He would walk into his favorite bar at the end of the show, and the crew and the cast would meet at this Kneipe, this pub, and he would walk in and they'd have a booth set for him, and he'd walk in and make a big entrance and, you know, this big voice, and you know, he probably wore a big cape. I have no idea. I was just in Germany actually a year and a half ago visiting some of my relatives there, and they were telling me some of the stories about him, and the old people know who he is. You know, he really made a name for himself there, and he was very beloved.
How many siblings specifically have you been competing with for attention over the years?
There's six of us. There's six kids, so me and five others.
Mm-hmm. You currently are basing yourself out of Chicago, but your background is in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
How did you get from point A to point B? What led you to Chicago and basing your career and your life out of Chicago these days?
You know, after college, I lived in California for a couple of years, and I did some waitressing, and I did a little bit of performing, but I think I was under the false illusion after college, and part of it was just fear. I mean, I remember graduating and being in San Francisco and thinking, how in the world do you start being a performer? Like, how do you get this going? Like, okay, you know, it's not like you're a doctor and there's a prescribed path of action. And I was really terrified as far as being a musician. I thought, well, what do I have to say and how do I even start this? And it really just made me come to Chicago because I knew it was a supportive music town. There was a lot of live music and there was a lot of opportunity, frankly, to just get going and get gigs. You know, in Los Angeles, I lived there after San Francisco, and a lot of clubs were pay-to-play situations, and you know, it was just really, it was tough to start out. And in Chicago, you know, I knew a few chords, and I started doing open mics, and I hung out with people at the Old Town School of Folk Music, and just put it out there. And the more I played and learned publicly, really, I mean, I was just sort of learning as I went. I met different people who I would work with musically, and I think Chicago was in the Midwest, and I'm a Midwesterner sort of at heart. So I felt it felt familiar to me, and it felt like a safe place to kind of get my bearings.
Mm-hmm. One of the songs on your album, of course, did not fit the performance medium here because you were just with your guitar, but this is basically a keyboard song. But I thought I'd ask you about this since we have the freedom to play anything we want here along with this interview. The final track on the album is called Secret Love. Would you like to describe what inspired that song as much as you can without breaking the secret?
Yes, it's a secret. Well, let's see. You know, it's
as generic as possible.
It's my version of To All the Girls I've Loved Before. Yeah, no. Yeah. That, you know, that song that Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias did. No, meaning, you know, it's like different people come into your life and maybe the timing's wrong, or maybe it's just, you know, just wasn't meant to be, but they left an indelible, you know, print in your heart, and that's sort of, I guess that sprang from that feeling that I think you can love several people in a lifetime, you know, and you can have that connection with people, and they're all, you know, they're all different. But anyway, I think that's where that song came from. But it's a secret. Shh.
Oh, sweet forbidden love, I remember saw you first. It hit me like a light. You were placed upon this earth to keep me safe at night. Oh, sweet forbidden love. Well, I can't pretend it wasn't something to regret, 'cause your memory is one that I just can't forget. Well, you must have found a space deep inside my mind. I guess it's possible to love many times within your life, and I know that it's not right, and I know that it's not fair, but my secret love, you'll always be there. Oh, sweet forbidden love, you were always quick to make me laugh. You brightened up the day, and I never meant to hurt you anyway. Oh, sweet forbidden love, believe me when I tell you that you're beautiful inside, and your love for life or something you should never. Yes, it's possible to love many times within your life, and I know that it's not right, and I know that it's not fair, but my secret love, you'll always be. Secret love, you'll always be there.
Let's get to the relationship with Fleming Tamulevitch, which is certainly one of the more prominent artist management agencies in the world of acoustic music and other forms of music as well. They have a name for themselves. How did the two of you connect? How did they discover you, or they discover you, or you discover them, whatever order it came?
Well, the guy who was doing my publicity, his name is Lance Cowan, and when I did the CD, I did a radio promotion to sort of the Americana and community radio stations around the country, just to try and get it out there. And a guy named John Grimson was doing my promotion, and Lance was doing my publicity. And I wanted to start playing out more, and I wanted to start touring, but I had no idea where even to begin. I mean, I had a following in the Midwest and in Chicago, certainly. And so we kind of brainstormed, and we thought, all right, well, what are some of the agencies out there that would be a good fit for you? And Fleming Tamulevitch came up, and seemed like they would be perfect for me at this point in time. And so he sent them my materials, and, you know, blessedly they were interested. And I went to do a show and opened for Todd Snyder at the Arc, which is in Ann Arbor, where their office is based out of. Mm-hmm. And they brought the whole office out to the show, or except for one, I think, save one person. And they said, well, you know, we're interested, but why don't we have you back another time? We'll get everybody out here. They're very democratic, you know, and everyone has to agree, because it's a small agency, and it's a lot of work to help break an artist, and especially someone like me who's really kind of starting out, you know?
Yes, so that's what I found kind of surprising, even though I don't, you know, you have images of certain companies as you become familiar with this business, and I always thought that Flemtam was once you've made it, then they look at you. You know?
Well,
so you're fortunate.
They
that they're
had they had some vision, and I'm thankful for that. Mm-hmm. I feel really lucky to be with them, because they really know how to get you out there and get you in front of a lot of people. And you know, their motto is "We build careers," and I think that's true. I think they really they're all about the long, sure process, which I think ultimately is the only way to go.
How did you enjoy the Folk Alliance this year in Vancouver? I guess that officially was your splash into trying to be a national or at least continent-wide artist or whatever.
Yeah, it was important for me to go and meet people from all over the country and meet different radio people and promoters and things like that, certainly. But it was also my sort of coming out with Flem Tam, and I loved it. It was fun. It's pretty intense. It's a very intense long weekend of music, and I mean, there's music like all hours of the day and the night, and
in the hallways,
in the stairwells, and you know, people are playing in the elevators, and you know, it's pretty intense. But there's so much talent there, and so many different types of music, and frankly, I mean, I sort of got overwhelmed looking at the list because there's so much I wanted to see, and you just couldn't do it. But it was great, and I got to meet a lot of wonderful artists, and Vancouver was, of course, gorgeous, so I enjoyed it.
You've been collaborating on songwriting with a number of artists in the most recent years. Have you done that all along, or has this been more of a recent thing of collaborating with other songwriters to create your work?
Well, when I first started writing, I wrote by myself. And let me think. I had a demo tape a couple of years ago that wound up in someone's hands down in Nashville. Actually, a friend of mine in Chicago gave it to him on a session. You know, they went to go buy cigarettes together. They were on a session, and they went and got in my friend's car, and he had my tape in. And this guy, who is John Greenebaum, who was my first person I ever co-wrote with, he said, "Who's that?" And he said, "Well, that's my friend Alice Peacock." And he said, "Well, tell her if she ever wants to come down to Nashville and write, I'd love to write with her." So we set it up, and I had a few friends down there, and people, you know, referred me to someone and said, "Oh, you can stay with so-and-so, and you should write with my friend, you know, so-and-so. I bet you guys would get along." And, you know, it just sort of bloomed into another thing. And five of the tunes on this record were co-written. And I just think it's a good creative shot in the arm for me to kind of get out of my own space. You know, I have to be very self-motivated as a writer, which I do love to write my own stuff, but it's sometimes nice to get with somebody and see where they'll take you, because you know, they bring something completely different to the picture.
Do you envision that most of your songs in the future will be co-written, or do you think you might mix it up between?
I think it's going to be pretty much half and half. I think maybe. I mean, I like co-writing. Some people don't. Some people it just doesn't really work for them. And you know, of course, it depends on the co-writer and the chemistry between the two of you. I think there have been great partnerships. You think of people like Sean Colvin and John Leventhal, and you know, there's a magical partnership. You know, they're like the Lennon McCartney of, you know, I mean, they work so well together. And there are other writers out there like that who just really have magic when they get together. And so I think it's good for me I like being open to writing with people. But you know, some of my favorite songs are my songs, and they came very quickly, and they were very personal, and you know. So I think it'll probably mix it up, definitely in the future. I mean, this next record that I'm working on, or starting to work on, is a good mix between, you know, solo stuff and co-written stuff.
One of my favorites from the album is "Cracks and Daggers." Was that written on one of those days, or was that a kind of a process over a period of time?
Came very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly, and I never edit. And maybe I should.
And the term "cracks and daggers," did that just
pop
into your head?
I have no idea. It just, yeah, people are like, what does that mean? Snacks and crackers? What? Yeah, I mean, they just, you know, what's cracks and daggers? What? I don't know. It just kind of fit. It just sort of slipped out. So.
A little piece of poetry that just happens.
Yeah.
Six in the morning, the sun's in the sky. I'm wired on coffee, dreams that won't die. If the face in the mirror's supposed to be me, sunny but stormy and windy, full of cracks and daggers. My love for you is all that matters. I once had a wish that I'd be the prom queen. You know I couldn't be anything just in between. And the pictures I'm seeing behind these closed eyes, of all that I'm needing and all I despise. So isn't it funny? Life has a path. It's not always sunny, but stormy and windy, full of cracks and daggers. My love for you is all that matters. Time has a way of taking apart all of the memories you hide in your heart. The future is ours. In my hand, I wonder if maybe then I'd understand how I could have such a space to be filled when there's diamonds and daffodils and castles.
Subject I want to get into, of course, is your website, since we are on a website here at folkimage.com.
Thank you.
You have one of the fancier Flash programs as far as websites are
one
concerned.
One of them newfangled websites.
The newfangled, exactly. And I wanted to know, how did that happen? How did you team up with a Macromedia Flash expert who came up with such a good Flash program?
Well, I will tell them that. And there is a company called iTunes out of Chicago, and specifically the designer is a man named Joseph Allen, who's extremely talented, and he did the design work for it, and a guy named Mick, I don't know Mick's last name, but Mick did the programming and did the put it all together, and they're just great. They've been really supportive and really helpful, and really built me a website that I think could compete with any of them out there, which is cool, and I just think it's so beautiful. So I'm happy about the website. It's a little bit of a work in progress. We still have a few things that we're tweaking and fixing, but I'm very happy with it.
Well, why don't you conclude with the famous URL of the website and all your other contact information for people who want to book you in more house concerts like this.
Wonderful.
Or large arenas.
Or at Soldier Field.
Yes.
Well, the website is www.alicepeacock.com. And if you are interested in bookings or management questions, things like that, Fleming Tamulevich is the agency, and they're www.flemtam.com.
Alice, thank you very much, and good luck with your blossoming career.
Oh, thanks so much.
I like this room. It has some things I wouldn't change. You sleep on feathers, I'll sleep on the floor. Footsteps thunder over my head as I lie here, staring at the ceiling on my unrolled bed. I wish I might. Wanna shake myself and say you're doing okay, okay. So I drink a beer. My brother brought back from Prague. I hate to get up early, but I got a full-time job. Christmas lights fill up the room. It's almost February. Time, Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day. I wish I might hold on to what I feel tonight. I wanna shake my It's your day, it's your time. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Move ahead, get out of line. Go out the door without the exit sign. Day.